What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So good morning, everybody, and thank you very much for coming to the grand opening of the Rainbow Air Tourism Center. We're so happy to have you all here today. We're so happy to be open here today. And we are glad to be able to operate and show you a little bit about what we are going to be doing here, hopefully to really do some new and exciting things for the tourism industry in Niagara Falls. Real quickly, we will have a few speakers that will be talking about what the role is in the falls for this center, as well as what it is that we're doing here. And then once the remarks are finished and we cut the ribbon, we will be offering free helicopter rides and free virtual reality experiences to everybody in the room. As long as if you want to go, it's open for you to go. So we'll get started. And the first person that I have to speak for you today is going to be my boss, my other half in terms of helping this to come through. Exactly. The best work wife that I could ever possibly have, Anna Pierce.
Hello, everyone, and thank you. Thank you all very much for coming to be with us today. This has been quite a process, and I'd like to begin by thanking Mayor Rustino, Alderman Morinello. Thank you both very much for all you've done for us to help us getting this off the ground. It was quite a bit. I know we put a lot of pressure on the city, so Mayor, thank you so much. And we appreciate your support and assistance on that. We have so many thank yous. There are so many. And I cannot go without saying all of it. So if I forget any of you, I do apologize. But the first and the foremost is our architect, Aaron Fagry. Unfortunately, Aaron could not be here with us today, but this was his vision. This was kind of his baby from the start. And he kind of brought us through the whole thing from start to finish. So I hope Aaron gets a chance to see this so that he is properly thanked, because his architecture here is second to none. The second is Jim Carminati. Jim, where are you?
Jimmy.
There's Jimmy back there. From Waterborne. Waterborne Construction. Waterborne Construction. When Jimmy started this project, he had no gray hair, folks. He's got an awful lot now, and it's all because of us. Between him and Aaron and our COO, Dennis Pilon. Dennis is around here, but I know he probably won't wave. But the three of them did weekly meetings for the last almost 2 years, getting this project off the ground and getting everything together. So thank you all for all you've done on that end of things. They brought the vision to life. That is the thank you we have to give them, is because they brought the vision for this building to life. And of course, they had so much help. And there's a lot of you standing here, so I'd like to thank all of the tradesmen. We worked with mostly local tradesmen in the area, and these guys have been fantastic. I can't tell you how many times we've called them last minute, the Grahams of the world, and said, can you guys please help us? JMR, there's a list of people that we have to thank. The electricians, the carpenters who put up all of these beautiful, beautiful walls, but also put up all of these wonderful pictures that you'll see behind you. So all of them, you have our sincere, sincere appreciation for all you did. We also would like to thank, and you will see this shortly, Airbus Helicopters. Airbus actually delivered our helicopters on time and on space, and it's been incredible. You'll get to see our beautiful aircraft as we go on the tour later on, as if anybody wants to come over into the hangar and have a look. They are gorgeous, just gorgeous. So thank you, Jackie, Dwayne. We appreciate that very much. Next, I need to thank our incredible management team. Everyone put out all the stops, everyone. Paul Fulton, our ops manager and director of maintenance. I don't know where Paul is in the crowd, but there he is, Paul. Of course, you've all gotten a chance to kind of introduce yourselves to Patrick Keyes. He's our director of sales and marketing. Mark Chamberlain, our chief pilot. Mark. Terry Ciccarelli, who is our administration person over here. She's like, she did, I'm telling you, I would have pulled a lot more hair out. I had a lot more hair before this project started. I pulled about half of it out, but it would have all been gone if not for her, so thank you so much. And all of our staff members, we put them to the test. Lou, he's my savior, thank you. Old and new, so we put them to the test. A lot of these beautiful folks over here, wave girls, because we kind of brought them in for training. And all of our ground crew at the back, director, all of our maintenance guys all at the back. Guys, if you wave, they're all in red shirts. They're going to be helping you out. We kind of brought them all in training, and we said, all right, guys, now everybody spread out. We're going to get this building open in 3 days, so let's go. And they did. So, Lord love them. We did some great work over the last year and a half, so I wish to thank you all. I'm going to hand over the podium over to Patrick. He's going to be the MC for the day. I'm going to go and have fun now. Have a great day.
So the best thing about this is that I'm not here to talk much. Basically, what I'm here to do is to tell you that it's with the help of the people and the support of the people that are here that will be speaking that made this possible. So I want to start with, as Anna mentioned, the support that we have from the city was essentially instrumental to everything that we're doing here. Without their support, we wouldn't be here today. So I have to give thanks and recognition to the mayor of Niagara Falls, Robert Restaino.
Thank you, Patrick. You know, one of the things that makes today special, and if you're a resident of Niagara Falls, I think you'll get an understanding of where I'm going with this. I've been there now for 5.5 years at City Hall, and there's a lot of things that come in the door. People come in with great ideas, and there's a number of great ideas that come in. But those ideas go from great idea to somewhere lost in the mist of the falls. And what was great about this project was that it started with a conversation. There was a little bit of arm wrestling, not between us and the developer, but between the community and some other things. But once we cleared that hurdle, our administration was all hands on deck to get this project across the finish line. And the good thing is, it's a success story about how an idea starts and comes to fruition. You know, the assemblyman comes to see me often at City Hall. And he and I have been in this community for a long, long, long time. And sometimes I take him for a walk down what I call the boneyard of ideas. Picture after picture of planned developments that just never made it. But this isn't that. This is a great success story about how private investment, individuals with an idea, understanding the market and recognizing that one of the things that they can contribute to is what this administration is striving for, and that is year-round tourism. It's the reason why we promote the Event Center as a project that's necessary for this community. And the folks here at Rainbow Air, they understand that. They understand the need to broaden the time that we expect guests and regional visitors to come here. So let me just say, you know, hats off to the men and women, to Dennis, to all of the people that have made this possible today. You know, I remember when we were here at a groundbreaking or a beam setting, I think it was, right? And you wonder, all right, we're at this point. When will we be at this point? And here we are. And it took an awful lot of people to get here. Our part in it was just to make sure that what they needed, they got when they needed it. So again, congratulations to the people at Rainbow Air. Those of you that are here to visit today, take full advantage of seeing what this is, because it's an incredible example of what can happen in the city of Niagara Falls when people put their collective minds to accomplishing something. So congratulations, welcome, and thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. So in addition to the city and the support that we got from Niagara Falls, New York State does an awful lot for this industry and for what we are striving to do, which, as the mayor just mentioned, is to really create a year-round destination. And the support that we get from the state, the representation that we get on the local level is very important to us as well. So here to represent the state on a local level is a very good friend of ours, Assemblyman Angela Morinello.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. I walked in here this morning and I felt like it was Christmas morning and I saw one of my favorite wanted presents sitting under the tree. This is magnificent. Mayor, thank you for your kind words. But, you know, to my right is a UE helicopter. When I was in Vietnam, I did over 30 assault missions out of a UE helicopter. But what was more important was it would extract us from danger. And what I see this building using this UE is taking that boneyard of failed silver bullets and extracting them from the city of Niagara Falls and bringing in progress, bringing in a view of what we can do. Dennis of Rainbow Air saw what we have. We have an attraction that nowhere in the world has that is there. And everybody keeps forgetting to focus on what can bring people to this attraction. The attraction itself is there, but how do we get them to stay? Number one, the helicopter rides over the falls have been around for a while, but to put it together with the history of aviation in this region, everybody knows the name Bell Aircraft. There is a museum there of aviation history. And I feel strongly that Dennis and his team will start partnering to bring that history back to this area. As far as the assistance, to put a project together like this, as Dennis, as the mayor has said, it takes everyone, and it has happened. And just looking out at all the faces there, it gives hope and promise that the failed focuses of past administrations are gone, that we have a new vision going forward. And it's going to take private investment with realization of the potential in this particular area that is there that will bring them here. We don't want those that have their hand out that will take the money and run anymore. We're past that. We are better than that. The citizens deserve more. The taxpayers deserve more. And to me, this is the first part of that project that will bring us to that end. Again, Dennis, wherever you are, thank you. Thank you to Rainbow Air. Thank you to all the partners. And thank you, Mayor Ristaino. Everyone, enjoy the view.
Thank you, Assemblyman. So the speakers that we have now are people that are, they're not at the city level, not at the state level. They are the people that are the ones that are doing the things on a daily basis that we work with. The next gentleman that's going to be speaking, we've known each other much longer than either of us care to admit. We've been in this tourism industry much longer than either of us care to admit, but we work really well together and have for a long time. It's vitally important that the people understand what Destination Niagara does for this community. When people say that, well, we never see what they're doing, it's because you're not supposed to. They are marketing to the rest of the world to come here, not to the local people, to the people all over the planet. And they are doing that on a daily basis. And without their support, we would not have the international traffic that we have coming to us on a daily basis. So with thanks, with gratitude, and with friendship, please allow me to introduce John Percy from Destination Niagara.
Morning, everyone. What a great day. But thank you, Patrick, for such kind words. We have known each other way too long. But dear friends, and that's what this industry does, is produce great friendships. And I'm glad to have that. You know, we always say that when we come to the podium, when there's a press conference, that it's a great day. It's even a better day. It's a greater day than ever when a destination marketing organization gets to come to a press conference that has a product that has been reimagined, refocused, regenerated, re-everything. I mean, it's so wonderful to be standing here today to applaud this team, to applaud Dennis, to the entire Rainbow Air family and team. Thank you. Thank you for your investment, for your vision, for reimagining this product, for expanding this product to be a year-round product. The mayor is right. Everyone has said that. We need more year-round product. That gets us excited. The more products we have, the more we can sell, the more we can keep people here longer. When we started keeping track of numbers in the county in 2010, it was $451 million of tourism spending. In 2023, we surpassed $1 billion number. We are the number one industry in Niagara County. And this product can help even expand that number even larger. So I wish Dennis, this entire team, Anna, I've known so long. Again, way too many years to even imagine and say that. That's right, we started when we were 12. It's always been a pleasure to work with you. And then when you purchased over here, she is part of the Canadian company that purchased this. And I was so excited that Anna came over and said, how can we work together and expand the product? So with Dennis and Anna and Patrick and everyone in this team, I wish you all the success because I am very excited about the future. So thank you all. Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, John. And last but not least, when we are in this community, we need to be part of this community. And that applies to everybody that's in this room. And I think that when we think of how we can really interact with the broader base of the business community in the area, we go to the Chamber of Commerce. The Niagara Chamber, the Niagara USA Chamber of Commerce has been very helpful to us, to me, especially in the couple of years that I've been with the company in terms of reaching into the business community, meeting with the people that are in different segments that all can connect back to what it is that we're trying to do, which is support everything that we can. So I want to give recognition and welcome to the podium, Craig Turner, the interim president of Niagara USA Chamber of Commerce.
Super excited to be here today, and I actually, you know, what's interesting is we have, at the Chamber of Commerce, we have a lot of roundtables and forums, and when we do, when we do anything about tourism, as every speaker said, the first thing that comes up are the cold weather months. We need more for the cold weather months, and I'm like a kid in a candy store here because, and my board knows this, is when it's cold and we get those stretches of gray, you know how I overcome it? With virtual reality. I put those glasses on and I play golf or I go to the beach or whatever I want to do. And now we got a room here that's going to be just for that, to give people that experience 12 months out of the year. I almost said 24 months out of the year. I like to say when we have Niagara in our name, whether it's the Niagara Chamber, Destination Niagara, Rainbow Air with their images with Niagara Falls, we have a responsibility. We are stewards for that brand. And we need to make sure that when anyone experiences that brand, they have a great experience. This is what being a steward of that brand looks like. And I'm so excited to be here today. I want to charge everyone in this room, though. And first of all, congratulations to Pat and Dennis and Ann and the team. This is just magnificent. I want to charge everybody in this room, though. Later today, I'm assuming, or tomorrow at least, this is going on social media, all right, this press conference. If everyone in this room like the post, commented on it, talked about how awesome this place is, it'll go viral, and that will let you be stewards of the brand. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for inviting me. Congratulations again, and let's have a good time today and celebrate this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.